Claire, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me.
Claire, I'm going to ask you, first of all, maybe to talk to me a little bit about Awaken Hub and explain to me the idea behind it maybe and what it is.
We're a community of women founders across Ireland of Ireland, also engaging with our diaspora. We organically set up during COVID and it just became a need of company. There was a gap in the market for that peer-to-peer support for women who were building and scaling businesses with global ambition that also needed to raise investment. So Awaken Hub, we now are a community of over 3,000 women founders on the island, and we run community events every month. We provide acceleration support services, and really it's around bringing women across the whole island of Ireland together who are on the same journey of starting and growing businesses.
Fantastic. And how has it been going since you've set up? I can imagine it's probably quite successful, because I think having that kind of a network and that kind of a community is very valuable to people, especially as they're starting out in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's kind of organic growth. We're a social enterprise. We didn't set out to develop a community. It just kind of happened. So what we've been doing is developing the supports alongside as the company's been growing. And as part of that, in 2023, we then saw there was a huge gap in the market in terms of investment and to women founded startups on the island. And we set up the first and only woman-led, but not woman-only, angel investment syndicate on the island. So what we are on a mission to do is to democratize angel investing, educate people on what angel investing is, and to get more money into woman-founded startups so that they can meet that ambition of growing globally.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. And I know, Claire, a lot of our listeners will be very familiar with angel investors, but just in case anyone is listening and they don't really know how they work maybe or how they impact on a business, can you explain to us, I suppose, what they do and the benefits that they can bring?
Sure. Like, an angel investor is someone like you or I that has private money. And when we say private money, it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be huge ticket sizes. When we talk about democratizing that piece, that's, you know, from as little as €2,000, dollars or sterling, and can set you up in your investment journey. And as part of that, we also provide a 9-module CPD accredited training program. So if you don't know anything about angel investing, on the training program before you start investing, we'll demystify and provide you with all the information and all the training that you need in order for you to be able to start on your investment journey. Really, an angel investor is first money in into a small business. They basically put their money in to back a woman founder who has a great opportunity for growing their business, and then your money helps them to do that. But women bring more than just money to the table as well. So you think about it, if you're sitting in your car now and you're driving to work, and you're thinking, oh, angel investing isn't for me. Maybe you are an accountant, maybe you're a solicitor, maybe you work in the civil service, but you're thinking you want to be supporting the Irish economy. And you could do that by supporting Irish-founded startups, by putting your money and bringing your expertise to the table to help these companies to grow.
Brilliant.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring kind of a volume of people that are purpose-driven in terms of wanting to see basically Indigenous business in Ireland to thrive. And you can do that by a lot of us putting in small bits of our own personal capital in order to do that. And then you have the potential to make a return on that investment. So, you know, you're investing with purpose, but you also have the potential to make money back through that as the company grows and scales.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. And is it something that you noticed, I suppose, through this community that you have built, Claire, that's something maybe that female entrepreneurs who are building and who are trying to scale businesses, that they're noticing or they're coming up against maybe that it's difficult to get that type of investment?
That was one of the reasons why we set up Awaken Angels. We were listening to our community of founders, and they had basically been telling us that they were finding it really difficult when it came to raising investment. And because that is the investment ecosystem on the island, was very heavily dominated by men. And what we are trying to do is to change that, bring more women to the table and give more women opportunity to see investment as something that they can do, but also getting those different perspectives
And I know, Claire, as well, you're looking to get the views of, I suppose, different women that are founding businesses and that are working in businesses as well. And you're looking to get their views in a survey that you're launching as well. Can you tell me a small bit about that?
Yeah, we are. We're launching what we call the First Woman Founders and Investors Index. And really, it's about, you know, taking a pulse point, finding out what actually is it that we need to be looking at. You know, so sometimes, you know, in terms of the index, it's an annual survey. And what we want to do is provide insights into the realities facing women who are building and scaling businesses across the island. And also, we want to find out from the angels and those investors and our diaspora, why is it that they're investing and why they're getting involved. So sometimes things are launched, but you're not really taking the perspectives of those people who are utilising the services. So, you know, our new index is really to capture real experiences of women founders across all sectors, you know, and was thinking that is really focused on, you know, finding out, you know, what's the confidence levels, what are the actual barriers to capital, what are the challenges, what's their ambition, but also what's their experience has been of support programs that are there, what could we do better, what is it that they would like to see, and really tracking that, you know, in an active process over an annual period of time in order to make sure that we're bringing to the founders and the investors what they want and what they need. So it's basically like a, you know, kind of a customer pulse point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it's launching at the She Ventures conference as well. Can you tell us, though, I suppose, ahead of that, what the conference will involve as well, and then maybe how people potentially that won't be able to attend can possibly take part in the survey as well?
Sure. So She Ventures, we're taking over Lochtabeg Island in County Fermanagh for 3 days. So you think about business conference, but it's the Glastonbury of business conferences. It's a summit where our speakers are there for the 3 days. We have investors, speakers, founders, ecosystem partners. It's focused on women founders, but it's not only women founders who are there. It's very much male and female. And really, it's kind of like deep diving into different aspects of business, from anything from US expansion to we call one of the sessions like Wallet and Wisdom, about kind of looking after your financial health and well-being as you're growing and bootstrapping your business, but also looking at that whole piece around getting your product to market. And we have lots of specialists here who are coming in to provide that one-to-one feedback, and you have that opportunity to basically live with the speakers over the 3 days. So we have invented this thing, again, going back to the whole kind of dance card piece way back in Bridgerton days, where when you get on the island, what we're saying is like identify the speakers that you want to speak with and make sure that you get your 15-minute one-to-one with them and that walk and talk. And it's really about bringing them, it's kind of like a retreat. And it's access all areas. There's no VIPs, and the speaker lineup is stellar. I mean, we have former US ambassador to Ireland, Claire Cronin, coming over. We have a few US speakers as well. We have Sharon Cunningham from Short Oncology and Tim Smith from the Eden Project. We also have Elizabeth Heron from Orange Door, Olivia McVeigh. So it's a mixture of speakers across all sectors. So there's something for everyone. And it's really a magical time. It's a time where companies get to work on their business rather than in their business, and actually take that time to reflect and to recalibrate for whenever you go back in for that scaling journey. We still have some day tickets available. The residential retreat is sold out. We had the inaugural She Ventures in 2024, which was a huge success, and we're building on that. So we're really excited that's happening next week. And then, as I was saying, we will launch the index at that, but the index will remain open until September. So if you follow us on our socials, and if you're interested in anything in terms of women founders or investors or being involved, then, you know, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. We really want to grow the community and get our support out there and the investment and the woman founders. So even if you know of any woman founders that haven't heard of Awaken Hub or Awaken Angels, send them our way.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic and a great opportunity to network, I suppose, and as you said, to have those conversations that are so vital to businesses as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's important. I mean, the conversation and having the chats is kind of where the serendipitous moments come from, or where the opportunity comes from, because sometimes, like, we all don't know what we don't know. And really, just from talking through with others, sometimes it's just saying out loud maybe asking the question, and you can nearly answer it yourself. But sometimes it's really hard to ask yourself the hard question. But then when you actually say it out loud and you get a bit of perspective and feedback from someone else, you know, it really helps. And sometimes whenever you're in the day-to-day in business, you don't have time to think. You don't have time to question yourself. You don't have time to soundboard a lot of your ideas or a lot of your growth plans. And sometimes you just need to take that time to go, you know what, I need to sit back, I need to take external advice and guidance, basically to validate and to make the decision. Ultimately, you'll make the decision yourself, but that whole talking it out kind of also helps you inform, you know, in your own head, how you can move forward. So conversation, having time for conversations, and also having a bit of time for yourself for relaxing, recharging, and also the opportunity that you have to talk to others and help others, because we all have nuggets of gold that could actually potentially help other people. And we don't think that a lot of the time. You know, sometimes we're just so focused on our own businesses and our, you know, your own day to day that, you know, just a conversation with someone else, you could actually help them pivot their business, or they could solve one of their problems from a mistake that you made just by sharing that experience and that understanding.
Absolutely. And just before we finish up, Claire, if anyone's listening maybe and they want to become part of the Awaken Hub community, can they still do that? And maybe how can they do that if so?
Well, yes, Awaken Hub community, our community, we're here 24/7. We have an online platform, your own community events every month. You'll see us on socials, on Instagram at Awaken Hub, but follow us on our website, www.awakenhub.com. And then we also have our sister organization, which is Awaken Angels, which is our investor community. And that is awakenangelshq.com. And really, you know, if you are on this island and you're looking to grow your business and you're a woman founder, then Awaken Hub and Awaken Angels is possibly a community that you should be involved in.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds great, and continued success and good luck with the conference as well. But Claire, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks very much.